This motion picture, including its soundtrack, is protected by copyright, and any broadcast, public performance, diffusion, copying, and editing are prohibited unless expressly authorized. This cassette is for home use only.
A bright white star falls through the blue sky. Behind it, a pale blue fairy castle appears. Letters form beneath Walt Disney Pictures. Yellow letters against a murky dark blue background. Walt Disney presents. The letters fade and a leather-bound book appears. On the cover, the title in golden letters, The Jungle Book. The book opens and the pages turn to the beginning of chapter one. Above the chapter heading, a drawing of a village bounded by tall palm trees in a clearing in an Indian jungle. The black and white drawing changes suddenly to a full three-dimensional view in bright colors. Yellow titles appear over the image. Story, Larry Clemens, Ralph Wright, Ken Anderson, and Vance Gerry. Inspired by the Rudyard Kipling, Mowgli stories. The view turns from the village, moving forward into the mysterious jungle depths, where shadowy trees and broad-leaved plants and vines crowd together, blocking out most of the sunlight. With the voice talents of Phil Harris as Baloo the Bear, Sebastian Cabot as Bagheera the Panther, Louis Prima as King Louis of the Apes, George Sanders as Shere Khan the Tiger, Sterling Holloway as Kaa the Snake, J. Pat O'Malley as Colonel Hattie the Elephant, and Bruce Reiterman as Mowgli the Man-Cub. The view moves onwards through the jungle, over the twisted shapes of great fallen tree trunks. Occasional stray beams of sunlight pick out the brightly colored leaves and flowers of large exotic plants on the jungle floor. Production manager, Don Duckwell. Sound, Robert O. Cook. Film editors, Tom Acosta and Norman Carlyle. A clearing appears, in the middle of which several ornately carved stone spires stand close together, pointing skywards in bright sunlight, the ruins of ancient Indian temples. Music editor, Evelyn Kennedy. Music by George Bruns. Orchestration by Walter Sheets. Now a night scene. A bright full moon shines above a placid jungle pool, its image reflected on the smooth surface of the water. Dark silhouettes of trees and vines crowd round the pool on all sides. The moonlit scene fades to black. Directed by Wolfgang Reiterman. A daytime view. A great waterfall in the midst of the jungle in bright sunlight.
Many strange legends are told of these jungles of India. But none so strange as the story of a small boy named Mowgli.
A black panther moves through the jungle.
It all began when the silence of the jungle was broken by an unfamiliar sound.
The panther stops on a tree limb, turning to listen.
It was a sound like one never heard before in this part of the jungle.
In the broken shell of a boat beside the river, a baby lies in a woven basket wrapped in a blanket.
It was a man cub.
The panther looks down at it.
Had I known how deeply I was to be involved, I would have obeyed my first impulse and walked away.
Frowning, the panther turns to go, but the baby noises stop him. He returns to lie on the tree limb and look down at the basket, smiling.
This man cub would have to have nourishment, and soon. It was many days' travel to the nearest man village, and without a mother's care, he would soon perish. And it occurred to me. A family of wolves I knew had been blessed with a litter of cubs.
Elsewhere in the jungle, the mother wolf lies outside the opening to her burrow as her four little cubs play beside her on the ground. Rising, she moves into the dark opening in the rocks. The cubs follow her into their underground shelter. Bagheera the panther appears from the brush nearby, carrying the basket in his mouth. Stealthily he approaches the burrow and leaves the basket outside it, retreating to the brush to look on. Smiling, he waits. Nothing happens. He moves cautiously across the opening to the basket again and prods it with his paw. As Bagheera retreats to the cover of the brush, the four little wolf cubs appear at the burrow opening and look out at the basket with heads cocked, curious. They approach it gingerly. Their mother follows them out and looks down into the basket at the wiggling baby. She smiles and the cubs wag their tails happily.
Why I knew there'd be no problem with the mother, thanks to the maternal instinct, but I wasn't so sure about Rama, the father.
The father wolf enters and approaches the basket. Frowning, he sniffs at it and glances up at the mother wolf, who beams at him encouragingly. He looks down again at the gurgling baby and smiles his acceptance. The wolf cubs look on with wagging tails as their mother takes up the basket with her teeth and carries it into the burrow. The cubs and their father follow. The scene fades to black. Another day later, Bagheera on a tree limb.
10 times the rains had come and gone, and I often stopped by to see how Mowgli the man cub was getting along. He was a favorite with all the young wolf cubs of the pack.
Below him, the boy Mowgli, wearing a loincloth, calls out. The wolf cubs, now grown up, race to meet him. They jump on him, licking his face. He holds them in his arms, smiling.
No man cub was ever happier. And yet, I knew that someday he would have to go back to his own kind.
A moonlit night soon after.
And then, one night, the wolf pack elders met at Council Rock, because Shere Khan, the tiger, had returned to their part of the jungle. This meeting was to change the man cub's entire future.
Shere Khan will surely kill the boy and all who try to protect him.
He looks around.
Now, are we all in agreement as to what must be done?
The wolves nod their heads.
Now it is my unpleasant duty to tell the boy's father. Rama, come over here, please.
Yes, Akela.
The council has reached its decision. The man cub can no longer stay with the pack. He must leave at once.
Leave?
I'm sorry, Rama. There is no other way.
But the man cub is... Well, he's like my own son. Surely he's entitled to the protection of the pack.
But Rama, even the strength of the pack is no match for the tiger.
But the boy cannot survive alone in the jungle.
Akela, perhaps I can be of help.
You, Bagheera? How?
I know of a man village where he'll be safe.
He sits near the wolf leader.
Mowgli and I have taken many walks into the jungle together. I'm sure he'll go with me.
So be it. Now there's no time to lose.
Bagheera goes.
Good luck.
Later, in shadowy moonlight, the panther moves through the jungle with Mowgli the man cub on his back. As they make their way through the thick undergrowth, the boy yawns and stretches his arms wearily, turning to look back the way they came.
Bagheera!
The panther stops.
I'm getting a little sleepy. Shouldn't we start back home?
Mowgli, this time we're not going back.
They set off again.
I'm taking you to a man village.
But why?
Because Shere Khan has returned to this part of the jungle.
He jumps across a narrow ravine.
And he has sworn to kill you.
Kill me? But why would he want to do that?
He hates man. And Shere Khan is not going to allow you to grow up to become a man.
Mowgli jumps
off. Just another hunter with a gun?
We'll just explain to him that I'd never do a thing like that.
Nonsense. No one explains anything to Shere Khan.
Well, maybe so. But I'm not afraid. And besides,
Now that's enough.
Bagheera looks stern.
We'll spend the night here. Things will look better in the morning.
Mowgli turns away, unhappy.
Man cub? Man cub!
Reluctantly, Mowgli joins him.
Now come on, up this tree. It'll be safer up there.
Mowgli pouts.
I don't want to go back to the man village.
Go on, up you go.
That one way up there?
That's right.
Mowgli tries to climb the great tree, but cannot get a grip on the thick trunk.
Is that all the better you can climb?
It's too big around. And besides, I don't have any claws.
Mowgli slides down. Climbing, Bagheera pushes him up.
Yeah.
The boy slips, grabbing the panther's back. Pulling himself up, he stands on Bagheera's head. Using his claws, the panther climbs the tree. He pushes Mowgli onto a large branch and moves along it to lie down.
Get some sleep. We've got a long journey ahead of us tomorrow.
I want to stay in the jungle.
Huh? You wouldn't last one day.
Mowgli breaks off a twig.
I'm not afraid. I can look out for myself.
Suddenly, the head of a long snake drops down from above. It looks towards the sleeping panther, then back at the boy.
Say now, what have we here? Oh, it's a man cub.
Mowgli glares at him.
A delicious man cub.
Oh, go away and leave me alone.
Bagheera stirs.
Oh, that's just what I should do, but I'm not. Oh, now, please go to sleep, man cub.
The snake's eyes spin hypnotically.
Yes, man cub. Please go to sleep. Please go to sleep. Sleep, little man cub. Rest in peace.
Mowgli nods in a hypnotic stupor. The snake's tail wraps around him, holding him tightly.
Sleep. Sleep.
Bagheera.
The tail encircles his throat.
Now, look, there's no use arguing anymore. Now, no more talk till the morning.
He won't be here in the morning.
Hmm? No, yes, he will. I... Car! Hold it, Car!
Bagheera slaps Car aside.
My sinus.
He frowns at Bagheera.
You have just made a serious mistake, my friend. A very stupid...
Now, Car, I was...
Mistake.
Car's eyes spin.
Look me in the eye when I'm speaking to you.
Please, Car.
Both eyes, if you please.
Bagheera's hypnotized.
You have just sealed your doom.
Mowgli pushes Car off the branch.
Look, Bagheera. Look, Bagheera. Wake up, Bagheera.
Car slithers off.
Just you wait till I get you in my coils.
He's jerked to a stop.
Bagheera, he's got a knot in his tail.
He's got a knot in his tail.
It's trapped in some bamboo. He pulls. He moves off through the jungle.
This is going to slow down my slithering.
Bagheera looks down at Mowgli sternly.
So you can look out for yourself, can you? So you want to stay in the jungle, do you?
Yes, I want to stay in the jungle.
Now, for the last time, go to sleep.
Mowgli leans against the tree trunk, frowning. Bagheera lies on the branch.
Man, come on.
They fall asleep. Above, a pale full moon shines down over the jungle treetops. The scene fades to black. The following morning, Mowgli now lies curled up against Bagheera on the branch. Both are still fast asleep. From the distance, a line of marching elephants approaches.
Up, 2, 3, 4, keep it up! 2, 3, 4, up! 2, 3, 4, keep it up! 2, 3, 4, up! 2, 3, 4.
A parade!
Oh, no. Dawn patrol again.
Jumping to his feet, Mowgli grabs a trailing vine and swings down to the ground.
Company! Sarah!
Oh, the aim of our patrol
is a question rather droll.
For to march and drill over field and hill
is a military goal.
Is a military goal.
Mowgli watches them pass. At the end of the line is a little elephant.
2, 3, 4, by the ranks or single file, over every jungle mile, always stamp and crush through the underbrush.
In the military style.
In a military style.
Mowgli joins the baby.
Hello. What are you doing?
Shh. Drilling. Can I do it too?
Sure. Just do what I do. But don't talk in ranks. It's against regulations.
Dropping to the rear, Mowgli bends to march on all fours behind the little elephant.
To the rear! March!
Turning, the baby runs into Mowgli.
The other way! Turn around!
Mowgli swings round to lead the marching line.
2, 3, 4, keep it up! 2, 3, 4, to the rear! Ho!
The elephants reverse their course. Mowgli turns and runs to catch up.
Company!
And runs into the baby.
That means stop.
Company!
Left face!
March, march, march.
The mother elephant.
My feet are killing me.
I'm putting in for a transfer to another herd.
Silence in the ranks!
They come to attention. The leader moves behind the line to inspect them. He looks disapprovingly at their sagging behinds.
Dress up that line!
They straighten, except for the mother.
Pull it in, Winifred.
He taps her with his bamboo swagger stick and moves to the front of the line again.
Inspection! Halt!
They hold up their trunks. The baby to Mowgli.
Stick your nose out. Like this? That's right.
The elephant leader peers down an elephant's trunk.
A dusty muzzle. Soldier, remember in battle that trunk can save your life. Take good care of it, my man.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Carry on.
The next elephant in line looks slovenly and chomps on a mouthful of grass. The leader frowns.
Let's have a little more spit and polish on those bandits.
He taps his tusks.
Yes, sir.
Espinagore! That's the way I earned my commission in the Maharaja's 5th Pachyderm Brigade. Back in 88, it was, what was it?
The mother.
Here it comes. The Victoria Cross bit again.
It was then I received the Victoria Cross for bravery above and beyond the call of duty. Ha ha! Those were the days. Discipline. Discipline was the thing.
He leans on the stick.
Builds character. All that sort of thing, you know.
It has broken.
Where was I? Oh, yes, inspection. Well, very good.
He turns to the elephants again.
Wipe off that silly grin, soldier. This is the army.
The smile goes. A fly distracts the next elephant. The leader wraps his trunk.
Eye sprout.
The next has long hair.
Lieutenant, that haircut is not regulation. Rather on the gaudy side, don't you think?
He cuts
there,
it.
That's better.
And turns to the next in line.
And as for you...
The baby smiles up at him.
Oh, there you are. Let's keep those heels together, shall we, son?
Okay, Pop. Sir.
Yes, now that's better.
He turns to Mowgli.
Well, new recruit, eh?
He taps Mowgli's nose.
They say, what happened to your trunk?
Hey, stop that!
A man cub! Oh, this is treason! Sabotage! I'll have no man cub in my jungle!
Bagheera's coming.
It's not your jungle!
Hold it! Hold it! I can explain, Hathi.
Colonel Hathi, if you please, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. Colonel Hathi. The man cub is with me. I'm taking him back to the man village.
To stay?
You have the word of Bagheera.
Good.
To Mowgli.
And remember, an elephant never forgets.
Mowgli glares with folded arms. The colonel turns away.
I don't know what the army's coming to these days. These young whippersnappers, they are.
And addresses the line of elephants.
Let's get on with it. Right face! Forward! March!
The elephants turn and march off in single file, following Colonel Hathi, who walks beside his wife.
Dear, haven't you forgotten something?
Nonsense, Winifred, old girl. An elephant never forgets.
Well, you just forgot our son.
Son! Son! Oh, yes, yeah, quite right.
He turns back.
To the rear! March!
The elephants march back towards Mowgli and the baby.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be a colonel, just like my...
If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times.
Pop, look out! Ooh.
The elephants run into him. With Winifred glaring at the rear, the baby elephant smiles.
Gee, Pop, you forgot to say halt.
Mowgli.
And he said an elephant never forgets.
Beside him, Bagheera frowns sternly.
It's not funny. Now let's get out of here quick before anything else happens.
Turning, Bagheera runs off into the jungle with Mowgli following.
Bagheera! Where are we going?
You're going back to the man village right now.
I'm not going.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm staying right here.
You're going if I have to drag you every step of the way.
Mowgli grabs a tree. Bagheera pulls his loincloth with his teeth.
You let go of me!
Bagheera slips and falls backwards into a nearby river, clunking his head on a branch as he surfaces.
Oh, that does it. I've had it, man cub.
He climbs out.
From now on, you're on your own.
Shaking himself.
Alone?
Bagheera leaves, scowling.
Don't worry about me.
Mowgli scowls back, watching the panther go. Picking up a twig, he turns and throws it away. He ambles deeper into the jungle, scuffing his bare feet over the earth of the pathway and brushing aside low-hanging vines. Aimlessly, he wanders onward, clambering over rocks to a large, smooth tree root, which he slides down. Bagheera, meanwhile, moves further away, jumping from tree limb to tree limb. He pauses to turn back, shaking his head.
Foolish man cub.
And moves on into the jungle. Coming to a small clearing, Mowgli leans against a large rock, then turns to sit on the ground. Leaning back against it, he frowns unhappily. Drawing his knees up, he holds them with his arms and drops his head down to rest on them. Bagheera is now far away. Suddenly, there is a noise in the brush. Mowgli sits up and looks around him. After a moment, a great shaggy, baggy grey bear appears.
Doobie 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 dee doo. Well, it's a doobie dee doo. Yes, it's a doobie dee doo. I mean a doobie 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 dee doo.
He sees Mowgli.
And with. Well, now. Ha ha. What have we here?
He bends close to the boy and sniffs.
Hey, what a funny little bit of a...
Mowgli slaps him.
Go away!
Oh, boy, I've seen everything in these woods. Whew, what have I run on? What a pretty thing this is.
Leave me alone.
Well, now, that's pretty big talk, little britches.
I'm big enough.
Mowgli hits the bear in the stomach without effect.
Pitiful. Hey, kid, you need help. And old Baloo's gonna learn you to fight like a bear. Now, come on, I'm gonna show you.
Holding up his paws like fists, he dances around Mowgli.
Yeah.
Frowning, Mowgli imitates him.
All right, now, kid, loosen up. Get real loose and then start to weave. Weave a little. Now move. That's it. Now give me a big bear growl. Scare me.
Mowgli grimaces. Baloo shakes his head.
Oh, boy. I'm talking about like a big bear.
He bends down. Mowgli's blown backwards. The panther stops to listen.
He's in trouble. I shouldn't have left him alone.
He races back, leaping from limb to limb. Mowgli practices.
A big one, right from your toes.
How's that?
Bagheera races through the jungle, leaping finally up onto a branch which overlooks the bear and Mowgli.
Yeah, you're getting a kid.
Oh, no.
Bagheera slumps.
It's Baloo. That shiftless, stupid jungle bum.
Weave about now and look for an opening.
Mowgli and Baloo circle.
Keep moving, keep... Yeah, you're getting a kid. Come on, that's it.
Mowgli swings at Baloo.
He's a dandy.
Who sends him flying into a log.
Fine teacher you are, old Iron Paws.
Oh, thanks, Bagheera.
Tell me, after you knock your pupil senseless, how do you expect him to remember the lesson,
Well, I
Mowgli gets up.
I didn't mean to lay it on him so hard.
I'm not hurt. I'm all right.
He weaves back to Baloo.
I'm a lot tougher than some people think.
You better believe it. Now, let's go once more. Now, I want you to keep circling or I'm going to knock your roof in again. You better keep moving. Ooh.
Mowgli hits
him. Hey, right on the button.
Baloo teeters on one leg, then on the other, and crashes down on the ground. Mowgli climbs up on the great bear's back, clutching his fur.
No, now you're tickling.
Mowgli tickles him in earnest.
No, we don't do that here. No, you're tickling. I can't stand that tickling.
He rolls on the ground.
Help, Bagheera!
Oh, boy, that's all he needs, more confidence.
I
give up, I told you.
He sits up.
Oh, I give... Hey.
Holding Mowgli on his lap.
You know something? You're all right, kid. What do they call you?
Mowgli. And he's going back to the man village right now.
Man village? They'll ruin him. They'll make a man out of him.
Oh, Baloo, I want to stay here with you.
Well, certainly you do.
Oh? And just how do you think he will survive?
How do you think he will? What do you mean, how do you think he will?
He stands up.
He's with me, ain't he? And I'll learn him all I know.
Well, that shouldn't take too long.
Baloo looks down at Mowgli.
Look, now it's like this, little britches. All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
They dance together.
I mean, bare necessities or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
He picks a coconut.
Wherever I wander.
And gives it to Mowgli.
Wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few.
You eat ants?
You better believe it. And you're gonna love the way they tickle.
Mowgli, look out!
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
But where?
They'll come to you.
He picks bananas.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Giving Mowgli some.
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now, when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear,
ow!
And you prick a raw paw, well, next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big paw paw. Have I given you a clue?
Golly, thanks, Blue.
Paw paw. Of all the silly gibberish.
Come on, Baggy, get with the beat. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to me.
They'll come to you.
Mowgli's on Baloo's back.
How about scratching that old left shoulder while you're up there, Mowgli?
He does so.
No, just a hair lower. There, right there, that's it.
He quivers with pleasure.
Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, that's good. Kid, we've got to get to a tree. This calls for some big scratching.
You're a lot of fun, Baloo.
Baloo backs up to a palm tree.
Right on it. Yeah.
And scratches on the trunk. Mowgli tries on another tree.
Delicious. Oh. Oh. Just a little bit.
He pulls up the tree and uses it as a back scratcher. Scratching his shoulders and his front as well. Now he moves to some rough stones and scratches his bottom on them. Grinning, Mowgli does the same on another stone. The scratching builds until Baloo's eyes are glazed with joy.
Oh, man, this is really living.
He slides into a river.
So just try and relax. Yeah, cool it. Fall apart in my backyard.
Mowgli climbs onto his stomach.
'Cause let me tell you something, little Richards. If you act like that bee act, you're working too hard.
Bagheera moves near them.
And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found.
They tread water together.
When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true.
They slide over a waterfall.
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Bagheera goes.
I give up. Well, I hope his luck holds out.
Mowgli, how about you, Sam?
They swim together.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Yeah, man.
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful. That's real jungle harmony.
I like being a bear.
That's my boy.
He ruffs his hair.
You're gonna make one swell bear. Why, you even sing like one.
In the trees above, monkeys watch them excitedly. Baloo lies back, his arms crossed under his head, his eyes closed. As they float downstream, a monkey plucks Mowgli up into the trees while another, holding a stick, takes his place on Baloo's stomach. A fly lands on Baloo's nose.
Hey, Mowgli. How about you flicking that old mean fly off of your papa bear's nose?
The monkey smacks him.
Ouch! Boy, when you flick a fly, you really... Why, you flat-nosed, little-eyed, flaky creep!
The monkeys have Mowgli.
Hey, let go of me!
They toss him around in the treetops.
Take your flea-picking hands off of my car!
Come on and get him, champ!
He ain't no champ, he's a champ!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, a big hothead.
Okay, you guys asked for it. I'll...
That'll cool him off.
Baloo climbs out.
Give me back my man cub.
There he is. Come and get him.
They They dangle Mowgli before a tree trunk, and Baloo runs into it.
That's how a bear can rest at ease.
Here's some bear necessities.
They pelt Baloo with food.
Now just try that again, you...
What's that you hit him with, son? That was a bear necessity.
Look, Monk, you turn him loose or I'll jerk a knot in your tail.
We give up. Here he comes. Whoa.
They throw Mowgli in the air.
Catch me.
Baloo runs to do so.
Back up. Faster!
Baloo is tripped over a cliff.
Bear gathers no hair.
He lands on a pile of stones.
Baloo! Help me! Baloo, they're carrying me away!
Baloo shakes himself.
Bagheera!
Far away, the panther hears.
Well, it's happened.
He turns back.
Took a little longer than I thought, but it's happened.
Baloo scrambles to the top of the cliff, getting there just as Bagheera arrives.
Bagheera!
The panther's head vibrates with the volume.
Oh, you heard me, huh?
Bagheera looks around.
Mowgli! Mowgli! All right, what happened? Where's Mowgli?
Baloo frowns.
They ambushed me. Thousands of...
He mimes the fight.
I jab with my left, then I swung with a right, and then I let...
Oh, for the last time! What happened to Mowgli?
Like I told you, them mangy monkeys carried him off.
The ancient ruins. Oh, I hate to think what will happen when he meets that king of theirs.
In the clearing with the ruined temples, a red orangutan lounges on a carved stone throne eating a banana. Scores of monkeys perch around him on ledges and ruined walls. An old monkey fans him with a leaf.
I want to be a man, orang, orang, you dang.
We got him, King Louie!
Yeah, man, we got him!
Mowgli's lowered down to the king.
So you're the man cub. Crazy.
I'm not as crazy as you are. Put me down!
They drop him.
You cut that out!
Cool it, boy. Unwind yourself.
He picks him up.
Now, come on. Let's shake, cousin.
They shake hands.
What do you want me for?
Word has grabbed my royal ear. Have a banana. That you want to stay in the jungle.
Stay in the jungle? I sure do.
The king hops to the floor.
Good. And old King Louis, that's me, can fix it for you.
He jumps to grab a branch and hangs there by one arm.
Have two bananas.
He squeezes them into Mowgli's mouth.
Have we got a deal?
Yes, sir. I'll do anything to stay in the jungle.
Well, then.
He jumps down close to Mowgli.
I'll lay it on the line for you.
And begins to dance. Swinging his long arms.
Now, I'm the king of the swingers. Oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, cheep, talk like you. Cheep, choo. You see it's true. Shoo-bidi-doo. An ape like me. Can't learn to be human too.
He blows into his hands. The old monkey with the fan makes a trumpet sound, too.
What?
King Louis swipes at him. The old monkey retreats to a stone plinth, where he starts his trumpet sound again. Louis holds his ears and grimaces. He makes a grab for the old monkey, but the monkey jumps aside. Kicking his heels, the monkey does a little dance, whistling. When Louis approaches again, the monkey swats him with the fan. King Louis grabs the fan and hits the monkey with it. King Louis takes his place on the plinth and does a dance of his own, swinging his arms wildly. The monkeys cheer him on. Mowgli joins him, imitating his dance.
Gee, cousin Louis, you're doing real good.
Louis grabs him.
Now, here's your part of the deal, cuz.
He cocks his ear.
Lay the secret on me, a man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now, don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now, give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Bagheera and Baloo look on.
Fire. So that's what that scoundrel's after.
I'll tear them limb from limb. I'll beat them. I'll.
He bounces rhythmically.
Well, man, what a beat.
Will you stop that silly beat business and listen? This will take brains, not brawn.
You better believe it, and I'm loaded with both.
Will you listen?
Oh, yeah.
Now, while you create a disturbance, I'll rescue Mowgli. Got that?
I'm gone, man. Solid gone.
Not yet, Baloo!
Bouncing to the beat, Baloo has wandered off. Bagheera races after him, then has to hide as King Louie dances by with Mowgli and the monkeys. Baloo appears dancing. He's crudely disguised as a monkey in a grass skirt. King Louie returns to dance with him as Bagheera looks on, horrified.
Get mad, baby.
Now Mowgli and the monkeys too are twirling in a mad jitterbug style dance.
You, I wanna be like you.
I wanna walk like you, talk like you. Do, you see it's you, someone like me. Can learn to be like someone like me.
Take me home, daddy. Can learn to be like someone like you.
One more time.
Yeah, can learn to be like someone like me.
His disguise has dropped off.
It's Baloo the bear!
Yeah, that's him!
How did I swagger in there?
Baloo, it's you!
Baloo grabs Mowgli. A monkey snatches him away. King Louie appears and grabs him. Baloo takes Mowgli back. Another monkey grabs him and runs into Bagheera. The monkey reverses straight into Baloo, who swings a heavy club at him, hitting Bagheera instead. Now King Louie has Mowgli. Baloo chases after him. Louie knocks a stone pillar and the temple roof starts to fall. Thrusting Mowgli into Baloo's arms, Louie runs to hold up the roof. With a wicked smile, Baloo tickles the ape. Some monkeys aim a battering ram at him. Baloo dodges them and steps away from the roof, leaving King Louie to hold it up. The great temple starts to break up around him. Baloo, Mowgli and Bagheera flee, dodging falling stones. They reach the jungle as the last of the great towers crashes to the ground. King Louie stands in the midst of the rubble, blinking. Deep in the jungle, the panther, the bear and the man-cub stop running, breathless, in a small clearing. Baloo beams with happiness, his left eye is blackened and almost closed with swelling.
Man, that's what I call a swinging party.
Nighttime in the jungle. A full moon beams over a rippling stream. Dark outlines of trees and brush surround it. On a shadowy bank, Baloo and Bagheera sit looking down at the boy, who lies sleeping in the midst of a great broad-leafed plant. Baloo leans against a tree root, smiling, as the panther sits above him, stern-faced.
And furthermore, Baloo, Mowgli seems to have man's ability to get into trouble. And your influence hasn't been exactly...
Shh. Keep it down. You're gonna wake up little buddy.
Well, he's had a big day. It was a real socceroo. You know, it ain't easy learning to be like me.
Duh. A disgraceful performance. Associating with those undesirable scatterbrained apes? I hope Mowgli learned something from that experience.
The boy stirs in his sleep. Baloo smiles.
Ha ha! That's my boy.
The panther walks away.
Nonsense.
Lovingly, Baloo bends forward to draw some of the great leaves over Mowgli like blankets. Then he lifts his head and arranges it more comfortably. Bagheera calls to him from a little way away.
Baloo.
The bear glares at him.
They're over here. I'd like to have a word with you.
A word? You gonna talk some more?
He crosses to him, scratching himself and yawning.
All right, what's up, Bagheera?
Baloo, the man cub must go back to the man village. The jungle is not the place for him.
Baloo eats fruit off a tree.
I grew up in the jungle. Take a look at me.
Yes, just look at yourself.
Look at that eye.
Baloo checks his reflection in the river.
Yeah. It's beautiful, ain't it?
No. Frankly, you're a disreputable sight.
Well, you don't look exactly like a basket of fruit yourself.
Bagheera's right eye is black and swollen.
Oh. Yeah. Baloo, you can't adopt Mowgli as your son.
Why not?
The panther looks nonplussed.
How can I put it?
Baloo eats berries.
Baloo, birds of a feather should flock together.
Baloo shrugs vacantly.
You wouldn't marry a panther, would you?
I don't know. Come to think of it, no panther ever asked me.
He nudges Bagheera, who looks exasperated.
Baloo, you've got to be serious about this.
Oh, stop worrying, Baggy. Stop worrying. I'll take care of him.
Yes, like you did when the monkeys kidnapped him, huh?
Can a guy make one mistake?
Not in the jungle.
Baloo scratches.
And another thing. Sooner or later, Mowgli will meet Shere Khan.
Baloo starts.
The tiger? What's he got against the kid?
He hates man with a vengeance. You know that. Because he fears man's gun and man's fire.
But little Mowgli don't have those things.
Shere Khan won't wait until he does. He'll get Mowgli while he's young and helpless. Just one swipe and...
Well, what are we going to do?
The sky behind them is lightning.
We'll do what's best for the boy.
You better believe it. You name it and I'll do it.
Good. Then make Mowgli go to the man village.
Are you out of your mind? I promised him he could stay here in the jungle with me.
Well, that's just the point. As long as he remains with you, he's in danger. So it's up to you.
Why me?
Because he won't listen to me.
Baloo looks across at Mowgli.
Well, I love that kid.
And wipes his nose with a paw.
I love him like he was my own cub.
Then think of what's best for Mowgli and not yourself.
Can I wait until morning?
It's morning now.
Baloo looks about himself unhappily.
Go on, Baloo.
With a downcast expression, the great bear lumbers across the clearing towards Mowgli, scratching himself. He looks back at Bagheera, who remains stern-faced. Baloo continues on to where the boy lies sleeping and looks down at him. Baloo looks truly miserable.
Oh, boy.
Bending down, he tenderly shakes the boy.
Mowgli. Mowgli, it's time to get up.
Oh, hi, Baloo.
Hi. Hey, rub that old sleep out of your eyes.
He rises and turns away.
You and me, we got a long walk ahead of us.
Swell. Gee, we'll have lots of fun together.
He hugs Baloo's paw.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's hit the trail, kid.
They start off.
See you around, Bagheera.
Well, goodbye, Bagheera. Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
Goodbye, man cub. Good luck.
Mowgli leads the way.
Come on, Baloo. All we gotta do is look for the bear necessities, some good old bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
He skips along the path.
I mean the bear necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life.
Bumping a tree.
Yeah.
He gets
all
bananas.
Here in the jungle all my life. Yeah, man. I like being a bear.
He tosses a banana to the dejected Baloo.
Where are we going, Baloo?
Well, it's,
He throws it away.
Well, it's sort of new and,
Oh, I don't care. As long as I'm with you.
He takes Baloo's paw.
Mowgli, look, buddy, there's something I gotta tell you.
Tell me what, Baloo?
Mowgli chases a butterfly.
Now, how did old Baggy put it? Mowgli, now, you wouldn't marry a panther, would you?
Gee, I don't even know what you're talking about.
He leaps at it.
Mowgli, don't you realize that you're a human?
I'm not anymore, Baloo. I'm a bear like you.
Little buddy, look, listen to me.
Come on, Baloo.
Now, Mowgli, stop it now. Now, hold still. I want to tell you something. Now, listen to me.
He grabs his hands.
What's the matter, old Papa Bear?
Look, Mowgli, I've been trying to tell you. I've been trying all morning to tell you. I've got to take you back to the man village.
The man village?
Now, look, kid, I can explain.
But you said we were partners.
Now, believe me, kid,
You're just like old Bagheera.
Now, just a minute. That's going too far.
Mowgli runs off into the underbrush.
Hey, Mowgli, where are you going?
Baloo gives chase.
Wait a minute. Stop. Wait.
But Mowgli is too quick for him.
Wait. Listen to old Baloo. Mowgli.
Frowning, Mowgli runs on.
Mowgli. Mowgli.
Baloo stops, scratching himself with a worried expression.
Mowgli. Mowgli.
Bagheera enters at a run.
Now what's happened?
Well, you're not going to believe me, Bagheera, but look. Now, I used the same words you did, and he ran out on me.
Well, don't just stand there. Let's separate. We've got to find him.
He dashes off.
Oh, if anything happens to that little guy, I'll never forgive myself. I gotta find him. Mowgli!
He trudges off through the brush.
Mowgli!
The scene fades. Elsewhere in the jungle, in tall grass, an orange-striped tiger with fierce-looking yellow eyes pads cautiously towards an unsuspecting female deer, which stands grazing peacefully in a clearing. Stealthily, the tiger moves closer to the clearing, passing under a fallen tree. At the edge of the tall grass, the tiger slumps down, staring at the deer, its shoulders hunched, its tail flicking menacingly. It's just about to spring when the deer runs.
One, two, three, four, up! Two, three, four, keep it up! Two, three!
What beastly luck.
The tiger frowns.
Confound that ridiculous Colonel Harthy.
Company! Shut up!
Oh, we march from here to there.
And it doesn't matter where.
You can hear us push through the deepest bush.
Up, two, three, four.
With a military air.
With a military air.
The tiger moves aside.
The Jungle Patrol.
Nearby, Bagheera races to meet them. The elephants cross a stream.
We're a Cracker Jack Brigade on a pachyderm parade. But we'd rather stroll to a water hole.
Two, three, four.
For a furlough in the shade.
Bagheera arrives.
Stop!
They don't hear.
Wait a minute. Halt! Oh! Oh! Who said halt? I give the commands around here. I'll speak up. Who was it?
No, it was me, Colonel.
What are you, Mitsa? Taking over my command. Highly irregular, you know.
Oh, Colonel, I'm sorry, but I need your help.
Hiding nearby, the tiger listens.
We're on a cross-country march.
But it's an emergency, Colonel. The man cub must be found.
Man cub? What man cub?
The tiger smiles.
How interesting.
The one I was taking to the man village.
Oh, good. That's where he belongs. And now, sir, if you don't mind, we'd like to get on with the march.
No. You don't understand, Hardy. He is lost. He ran away.
How delightful.
Well, it serves a young whippersnapper right.
But Shere Khan, the tiger,
he's sure to pick up the man cub's trail.
Shere Khan, nonsense, old boy. Shere Khan is within miles of here.
The tiger smirks.
Sorry, Bagheera. Fortunes of war and all that sort of thing, you know.
This has gone far enough. Far enough.
Winifred approaches the colonel.
Now, just a minute, you pompous old windbag.
Winifred, what are you doing out of ranks?
He glares at her.
Never mind.
She glares back.
How would you like to have our boy lost and alone in the jungle?
Our son alone.
He looks down at him.
But, Winifred, old girl, that's an entirely different matter. Different, entirely.
That little boy is no different than our own son. Now you help find him, or I'm taking over command.
What? A female leading my herd? Utterly preposterous.
He bristles.
Pop, the man cub and I are friends. He'll get hurt if we don't find him. Please, Pop, sir, please.
Now, don't you worry, son. Your father had a plan in mind all the time.
Sure you did.
The colonel glares at her.
Troopers! Company! Left face! Volunteers for a special mission will step one pace forward.
He turns away. The elephants step back, leaving the sloppy one standing alone. Realizing this, he jumps back to join the others. Colonel Hattie turns back to see all the lions standing together.
Ah,
That's what I like to see. Devotion to duty.
The elephants all smirk.
Now, you volunteers will find the lost man cub.
Oh, thank you, Colonel. Now, there's no time to lose.
Bagheera goes.
Well, Bugler, when the man cub is sighted, you will sound your trumpet 3 times.
Yes, sir.
Shh! Not now, soldier.
Sorry, sir.
The colonel's grabbed his trunk.
Lieutenant, our strategy shall be the element of surprise. You will take one squad and cover the right flank.
Yes, sir.
And I shall lead the other squad on the left flank.
The tiger's listening.
Very well. Company!
Everyone winces.
Forward! Hatch!
Marching 6 abreast, the elephants flatten all before them. Shere Khan looks on, smirking.
Element of surprise? I say.
He slinks off.
And now for my rendezvous with the little lost man cub.
The scene fades to black. At the great waterfall some distance away, Mowgli appears, strolling from the jungle, aimlessly scuffing the grass at his feet. Pushing the last trailing vines aside, he steps into the clearing beside the water and climbs a great sloping rock at the water's edge. At the high point, he stoops to collect loose stones and throws a couple towards the distant falls. Then he hops down onto the grassy clearing and steps again into the shadowy undergrowth of the jungle. He comes upon the massive skeleton of a fallen tree, which he hops up on and walks along, balancing carefully. When he reaches the end of the gnarled trunk, he hops down onto the jungle floor again. He moves deeper into the dark jungle, coming at last to the thick trunk of a tree. Tired and downcast, he sits at its base. As he does so, a long snake's tail drops from above, curls into a seat under him, and hauls him upwards. Curled around a branch above, a familiar reptile head smiles at him.
Kaa! It's you!
Yes, man cub. So nice to see you again.
Mowgli pushes him.
Oh, go away. Leave me alone.
Let me look at you.
Mowgli turns.
You don't want me to look at you? Then you look at me.
No, sir. I know what you're trying to do, Kaa.
You do?
Mowgli pulls away.
You don't trust me.
No.
Then there's nothing I can do to help.
Kaa's tail grabs him.
You want to help me?
Certainly.
Mowgli fends him off.
I can see to it that you never have to leave this jungle.
Mowgli looks up at him.
How could you do that?
Oh, I have my own subtle little ways.
Kaa draws very close.
But first, you must trust me.
Mowgli pulls away again.
I don't trust anyone anymore.
He walks away. Kaa follows.
I don't blame you.
And coils round his forehead.
I'm not like those so-called fair-weather friends of yours. You can believe in me.
He stares at Mowgli, his eyes spinning.
Trust in me. Just in me.
Mowgli's eyes spin too.
Shut your eyes. Trust in me.
And he falls into a trance.
Hold still, please. You can sleep safe and sound, knowing I am around.
He plays with Mowgli's limp body.
Slip into silent slumber. Sail on a silver mist. Slowly and surely your senses will cease to resist.
He balances him upside down on his tail.
You're snoring.
Sorry.
Lounging against the tree trunk.
Trust in me and just
in me.
Kaa begins to wrap Mowgli in his coils.
Shut your eyes and trust in me.
Below, Shere Khan hears the singing. He pulls on the end of Kaa's drooping tail like a bell cord. Kaa scowls.
Oh, now what? I'll be right down.
He drops his head to ground level and looks around.
Yes, yes. Who is it?
It's me, Shere Khan. I'd like a word with you, if you don't mind.
Shere Khan. What a surprise.
Yes, isn't it? I just dropped by. Forgive me if I've interrupted anything.
Oh, no, nothing at all.
I thought perhaps you were entertaining someone up there in your coils.
Coils? Someone? Oh, no. I was just curling up for my siesta.
But you were singing to someone. Who is it, Kaa?
He chokes him.
No. Well, I was just singing to myself.
Indeed.
Yes. Yes. You see, I have trouble with my sinuses.
What a pity.
Oh, you have no idea. It's simply terrible. I can't eat. I can't sleep. So I sing myself to sleep. You know, self-hypnosis. Let me show you how it works.
His eyes start to spin.
Trust in me.
The tiger flattens him.
No, I can't be bothered with that. I've no time for that sort of nonsense.
Some other time, perhaps.
Perhaps. But at the moment, I'm searching for a man-cub.
Man-cub? What man-cub?
The one who's lost.
He stares at Kaa.
Now, where do you suppose he could be?
Search me.
He covers his mouth.
That's an excellent idea. I'm sure you wouldn't mind showing me your coils, would you, Kaa?
Certainly not.
He lowers his tail.
Nothing here.
He wiggles its end.
And nothing in here.
He points at his open mouth. Mowgli snores. The tiger perks up.
My sinuses.
Shere Khan frowns.
Indeed.
And glances upwards.
And now, how about the middle?
The middle?
Kaa looks blank.
Oh, the middle.
Kaa unrolls enough coils from Mowgli to lower a loop down, which the tiger feels.
Absolutely nothing in the middle.
Shere Khan looks skeptical. He looks up.
Really?
And then at Kaa.
Well, if you do just happen to see the man-cub, you will inform me first. Understand?
Smiling, he extends a claw.
I get the point. Cross my heart, hope to die.
Good show.
He starts off.
And now I must continue my search for the helpless little lad.
Kaa hangs in the air, glaring after him.
Ooh, who does he think he's fooling? The helpless little lad. Ooh, he gives me the shivers.
On the branch, Mowgli wakes up and untangles himself.
Picking on that poor little helpless boy.
Mowgli pushes up the coils with his feet.
Oh, yes. Poor little helpless boy.
And knocks them off the branch. Kaa drops to the ground. Mowgli climbs down to him.
You told me a lie, Kaa. You said I could trust you.
It's like you said. You can't trust anyone.
Kaa's body concertinas into his head. Mowgli runs.
If I never see that skinny little shrimp again, it will be too soon.
He drags his kinked body off.
Ooh, my sacriliac.
A gloomy afternoon under a dark, cloudy sky. On an old dead tree, four vultures perch on a branch looking miserable. A short, fat, bald vulture stretches and turns to the long-haired blonde one beside him.
Hey, Flaps. What are we gonna do?
The blonde vulture turns.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
A third vulture with long dark hair.
I've got it. Let's flap over the east side of the jungle. They've always got a bit of action, a bit of a swinging scene, all right?
Ah, come off it. Things are right and dead all over.
You mean you wish they were?
Very funny.
The fourth vulture with unruly long hair.
Okay. So what we're going to do?
The blonde vulture shrugs.
I don't know. What do you want to do? Look, Flaps, first I say what we're going to do. Then you say, I don't know, what do you want to do? Then I say what we're going to do. You say what you want to do. What we're going to do, what you want. Let's do something. Okay. What do you want to do?
Oh, blimey. There you go again. The same notes again.
The third vulture.
I've got it. This time I've really got it.
So you've got it. So what are we going to do?
Hold it, lads. Look. Look what's coming our way.
Hey, what in the world is that?
Mowgli walks towards them.
What a crazy looking bunch of bones.
Yeah, and they're all walking about by themselves.
Mowgli sits dejectedly on a rock, poking a stick into a pool.
So what we're gonna do?
I don't know. Hey, now don't start that again.
Come on, lads, come on. Let's have some fun with this little fella, this little blokey.
They flap awkwardly down to the barren ground and hop along until they stand encircling Mowgli on his rock, examining him. He looks at them, expressionless.
Blimey, he's got legs like a stork, he has.
Like a stork, but he ain't got no feathers, he ain't.
Mowgli looks down. There are tears in his eyes.
Go ahead, laugh. I don't care.
Wiping his nose with the back of his hand, Mowgli hops down and walks away. The vultures watch him go, concerned.
What's wrong with him?
I think we overdid it.
We were just having a bit of fun, that's all.
Oh, just look at him. What a poor little fella. You know, he must be down on his luck.
Yeah, or he wouldn't be in our neighborhood.
The bald vulture hops after him.
Hey, new kid, wait a minute. Hey!
Just leave me alone.
Oh, come on, what's wrong? You know, you look like you haven't got a friend in the world.
I haven't.
Haven't you got a mother or a father?
No, nobody wants me around.
They nod.
Yeah, we know how you feel.
Nobody wants us around either.
We may look a bit shabby, but we've got hearts.
And feelings, too.
And just to prove it to you, we're gonna let you join our little group.
Kid, we'd like to make you an honorary vulture.
Thanks, but I'd rather be on my own alone.
Oh, now look, kid. Everybody's got to have friends.
He brightens, turning to the others.
Hey, fellas, are we his friends?
Baldy conducts the others.
We're your friends. We're your friends. We're your friends to the bitter end.
The bitter end.
Mowgli sits downcast. They surround him.
When you're alone.
When you're alone.
Who comes around?
Who comes around?
To pluck you up.
Give us a smile.
When you are down.
When you outside looking in, who's there to open the door?
Baldy pulls him up.
Come on, kid, we need a tenor.
What friends are for?
They cluster around him, their wings over his shoulders. He starts to smile.
Who's always eager to extend a friendly claw?
He shakes with them happily.
That's what friends are for. And when you're lost,
they dance together.
In dire need, who's at your side?
Shere Khan.
At lightning speed.
He's listening nearby.
With every creature coming down the pike. In fact, we've never met an animal we didn't like.
You take it, kid.
Didn't like. So you can see we're friends.
Steady.
Watch it
forevermore. That's what friends are for.
The vultures cower behind Mowgli.
Bravo, bravo. An extraordinary performance.
He moves closer.
And thank you for detaining my victim.
The blonde vulture.
Don't mention it, Your Highness.
Shere Khan makes a face.
Boo.
Let's get out of here.
Get me wrong, gangway!
They fly up to their branch.
Run, friend, run!
Run?
He stands still.
Why should I run?
Why should you run? Could it be possible that you don't know who I am?
I know you all right. You're Shere Khan.
Precisely.
He sharpens his claws.
Then you should also know that everyone runs from Shere Khan.
And scratches Mowgli's chin with one.
You don't scare me. I won't run from anyone.
Ah, You have spirit for one so small. And such spirit is deserving of a sporting chance.
Mowgli crosses his arms.
Now, I'm going to close my eyes and count to 10.
He turns away.
It makes the chase more interesting.
And smiles.
For me. 1.
The vultures watch, horrified.
2. 3.
Mowgli picks up a club.
4.
Shere Khan looks back at him and frowns evilly.
You're trying my patience.
Baloo appears.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Baloo grabs Khan's tail and holds tight.
Run, Mowgli, run!
Shere Khan turns.
Let go!
You big oaf!
And chases him.
Hold it! Whoa! Easy now! Easy!
He's got a tiger by the tail, he has!
And he'd better hang on, too.
They run around a tree. Shere Khan bites Baloo's bottom. No! Mowgli bashes him.
Take down, you big bully!
Let him have it again, kid! Hit him again, kid! Go on!
The tiger chases him, dragging the bear.
Baloo! Help me!
Mowgli and Shere Khan reverse course, and Baloo is dragged backwards, holding the tail between his legs. Mowgli races on just ahead of the tiger's jaws, but Shere Khan is gaining. Behind them, Baloo looks up towards the vultures.
Somebody do something with that kid!
Come on, lads!
In the nick of time, the vultures pluck Mowgli from Shere Khan's jaws.
He's safe now! You can let go, Baloo!
Are you kidding? There's teeth in the other end.
Baloo is stopped by a branch and the tiger's pulled back on top of him. Shere Khan flips the bear to the ground.
I'll kill you for this.
He attacks Baloo.
Let go! Baloo needs help!
Lightning strikes the dead tree, setting it aflame.
Fire! That's the only thing old Stripes is afraid of.
You get the fire, we'll do the rest.
Mowgli runs to collect a flaming branch. The vultures wheel around Shere Khan. Distracting him from Baloo.
Charge! Better punch and blow!
Stay out of this, you mangy fools!
Yeah! Must be a mile in here!
Mowgli ties the burning branch to Shere Khan's tail.
He's a blooming pussycat, he is!
Look behind you, chum.
Shere Khan sees the branch and tries to stamp out the flames without success. Finally, he dashes away into the jungle, pulling the flaming branch behind him. The vultures fly into their tree to watch him go.
Well, it's the last of him.
El Stripes took off like a flaming comet, he did.
Well, come on, let's go and congratulate our friend.
Hold it, fellas. Now's not the time for it. Look.
They turn to see Mowgli approaching the still form of Baloo lying in the rain. He kneels beside the great bear, stroking Baloo's head and neck, scratching his shaggy head. Mowgli's eyes are sad.
Baloo, get up. Oh, please get up.
He shakes the bear's head, but there's no response. The vultures look down on them sorrowfully.
Oh.
Weeping, Mowgli hugs the bear. Bagheera appears at his side.
Mowgli, try to understand.
Bagheera, what's the matter with him?
You've got to be brave, like Baloo was.
You don't mean... Oh, no. Baloo.
Mowgli buries his face in Baloo's fur while the vultures look down. Bagheera puts a paw on his shoulder.
Now. I know how you feel.
He draws Mowgli gently away.
But you must remember, Mowgli, greater love hath no one than he who lays down his life for his friend.
Baloo's eyes flicker open.
When great deeds are remembered in this jungle, one name will stand above all others.
And he smiles weakly.
Our friend, Baloo the bear. He's cracking me up. The memory of Baloo's sacrifice and bravery will forever be engraved on our saddened hearts. Beautiful. This spot where Baloo fell will always be a hallowed place in the jungle. For there lies one of nature's noblest creatures.
The rain stops. The sun comes out.
I wish my mother could have heard this.
It's best we leave now. Come along, man cub.
Baloo raises his head.
Hey, don't stop now, Baggy. You're doing great. There's more, lots more.
Bagheera turns around.
Why, you big frog, you... You four-flasher!
I'm fed up.
Baloo, you're all right.
Who, me? Sure I am. Never felt better.
He winces and the vultures laugh. Mowgli hugs him.
You sure had us worried.
I was just taking five. You know, playing it cool.
He puts Mowgli on his shoulders.
Yeah, but he was too easy.
Good old Papa Bear.
It's going to be a bit dull without the little bloke, isn't it?
Yeah. So what we're gonna do?
I don't know. Hey, now don't start that again.
Later.
Hey, Peggy. Too bad you missed the action. You should have seen how I made a sucker out of old Stripes with that left up in his face. Boom, boom, I was giving him whang.
He shadow boxes.
You want to know something? We're good sparring partners.
You'd better believe it.
Yes, sir. Nothing or nobody is ever going to come between us again.
He holds Mowgli tightly in his arms. Mowgli jumps down and runs to see who's singing.
Look! What's that?
Oh, it's the man village.
No, I mean that.
A pretty girl carrying a water jug.
Forget about those. They ain't nothing but trouble.
Just a minute. I've never seen one before.
So you've seen one. So let's go.
I'll be right back. I want a better look.
Mowgli, wait a minute.
Baloo. Let him have a better look.
Mowgli moves closer to her, climbing a tree over a stream. The girl kneels on a rock beside the stream with her jug.
Father's hunting in the forest. Father's cooking in the home. I must go to fetch the water till the day that I am grown.
She dresses her hair.
Till I'm grown. To fetch the water till the day that I am grown.
Looking at herself in the water, she sees Mowgli looking down at her and smiles. He grins stupidly. Then the branch he's holding breaks. He lands beside her. Terrified, Mowgli retreats to hide in the brush. The girl fills her jug as Mowgli watches.
Then I will have a handsome husband and a daughter of my own, and I'll send her to fetch the water. I'll be cooking in the home.
Balancing the filled jug on her head, the girl starts up the path. Smiling, Mowgli follows her. Baloo and Bagheera look on.
Then I'll send her to fetch the water. I'll be cooking in my home.
Looking back coyly, she lets the jug drop to the ground and roll to the waterside.
She did that on purpose.
Obviously.
Mowgli collects the jug and fills it. The girl looks back at him from lowered eyes. Hoisting the jug atop his head, Mowgli follows after the girl, who walks on along the path towards the village. When they reach the village gate, Mowgli turns back towards the jungle to where Baloo and the smiling Bagheera stand watching him. Baloo beckons with his arms.
Mowgli, come back. Come back.
Go on. Go on.
Mowgli can't decide between the girl and his friends, but the girl turns again to look at him with her dark and lovely eyes. She winks at him, and Mowgli smiles inanely, obviously smitten. Turning towards Baloo and Bagheera, he shrugs happily and follows the girl into the village. Baloo watches him go.
He's hooked.
Bagheera pats him with a paw.
It was inevitable, Baloo. The boy couldn't help himself. It was bound to happen. Mowgli is where he belongs now.
Baloo nods his head.
Yeah. I guess you're right. But I still think he'd have made one swell bear.
Grinning, he collects himself.
Well, come on, baggy buddy. Let's get back to where we belong and get with the beat.
He puts an arm around the panther.
Look for the bear necessities, the simple bear necessities.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
I mean the bare necessities, all Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
Arm in arm, the two friends stroll on into the jungle. Very slowly, as they disappear into the distance, the scene fades to black. The End. A Walt Disney production. Distributed by Buena Vista Distribution Company, Incorporated. The audio description was written by William Roberts. It was read by Patience Tomlinson. Studio engineer was Andrew Sears. This audio described version has been made available by the RNIB Home Video Service. Color by Technicolor. The cast included the voices of Phil Harris as Baloo the Bear, Sebastian Cabot as Bagheera the Panther, Louis Prima as King Louis of the Apes, George Sanders as Shere Khan the Tiger, Sterling Holloway as Ka the Snake, J. Pat O'Malley as Colonel Hattie the Elephant, and Bruce Reiterman as Mowgli the Man-Cub. Werner Felton and Clint Howard were the Elephants, Chad Stewart and Lord Tim Hudson the Vultures, and John Abbott and Ben Wright the Wolves. The girl was played by Darlene Carr. Directing animators, Milt Kahl, Ollie Johnston, Frank Thomas and John Lounsbury. Character animation, Hal King, Eric Kleeworth, Eric Larson, Fred Helmich, Walt Stanchfield, John Ewing and Dick Lucas. Effects animation, Dan McManus. Layout by Don Griffith, Basil Davidovich, Tom Kodrick, Dale Barnhart and Sylvia Romer. Background styling by Al Dempster. Background by Bill Lane, Ralph Hewlett, Art Riley, Thelma Whitmer, and Frank Armitage. The songs were written by Robert B. Sherman and Richard M. Sherman. The Bare Necessities was written by Terry Gilkison and sung by Phil Harris. MPAA approved certificate number 21484. RCA sound recording. Copyright 1967. Walt Disney Productions, all rights reserved.